The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! What was the what happened with your password? Was it work password? Because we don't have to change those allegedly.
No, it's not the work password.
The
That's
Sinister
not the issue.
Urge. That was the album. The Sinister Urge. It's the one where you look real scary on the front.
Oh yeah.
What's scary?
It was a hillbilly where he looked dead, right?
Yeah.
So, God, it's funny you mentioned the work password. That's something kind of separate, I guess. But I have my mom. I was going to give her the at Peacock. I don't want to brag. But I have all the streamers. Got all of them. So, there ain't a thing I can't watch.
Even Disney?
Yep. Got that one. Had to get that one.
Why?
Because YouTube TV, Google, and Disney forced me into bundling.
I saw an email about that. I didn't even open it. I was like, you're not going to... I think it's all a coercion. They're like, look, guys, what if we can get our guys to pay more? Yeah, but we want to go after more around the holidays. Well, what if we act like it's us? We'll be the bad guys here. No one's ever going to hate Disney. You've seen what they've done, and you still go there and spend thousands a year.
Then Google says, we'll give you a one-time $20 credit. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm flipping my ass now because I'll get 20 bucks off of like 200 you pay.
He's flipping his ass.
So I know a lot of these streamers, you can't share passwords because they're geo-restricted.
Yeah.
You got to be the same address or whatever.
They're tracking us, Paige.
Apparently.
So I know Peacock is one of those yet that, you know, is not strict about that. You can share passwords. So my mom lives in a separate town. I'm like, Peacock's got a lot. She'll love it. I'll give her the password. So I'm like, no problem. No big deal. I go to give her the password. And when I log in, because I don't remember it, I realize like the password is very awful. It's filthy.
You click on the eyeball to see what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, bad words?
Yeah. Oh. And I couldn't change it.
Your mom's not like my mom was, where, you know, she would try to put you on restrictions as an adult because you said a bad word.
No, but when I get prompted to change a password, I get real passive aggressive with it, and I'm like, fine, you want a password? I'll give you a password.
I'll give you a password, boy.
And I'll type in whatever I'm thinking of at the time. But
remember what ours was on YouTube for a while. Oh, I was angry that day. I was angry. Because the company went in and changed our password, and I'm like, listen, no offense, but I started that damn thing. And
they did?
Yeah. So I went in and changed it, and I was like, very, I was surprised YouTube, Google allowed me to use those words as a password.
I kind of am,
did
too.
Did you give that naughty password to your mom?
I
or
did texted.
Did you change it and then give her a
I need initials or something.
I might be able to tell you
don't
what it is.
Don't spell it all the way because it's the holiday season. I don't want Mark to get stressed.
I know how this works. So, yeah, like it's doing this for 2 days.
You know, I'm not going to act like a care in a minute.
I had to text it to her. This was a text conversation because I didn't have time to go, like, put it in. She's not a technical person at all.
Bless her.
She might
She's
be my
so
mom.
she said, my brother was there with her. She said, you know, he could put it in. I said, well, I'll text him. She said, no, text me because we're right here together. And I said, okay. So I texted her the password, and I didn't hear anything back from her. I assumed it worked, but it was very awful.
Will the initials give it away? Is it something you're not proud of as a person?
I don't, the only thing I could think of at the time when I put this password in was I must have been real angry.
Like, okay, so it's an aggressive password.
So
is it? Are you telling someone to do something to you in the password?
No. I think it's...
Is it a political statement?
No. I feel like this is something you wouldn't like even just say or blurt out, but you got the at symbol because you have to have a symbol in there.
Your old password was, I want ice on every corner. Is it something similar to that one?
No. there's... God dang it, man. There's the at symbol.
Yeah, okay.
And I,
Oh, man. Don't get yourself in trouble now just to make a crack. I'm serious. It's too early in the show to get that text.
The first word is hard.
Oh, boy.
So you got at.
Hard knock life.
The second word is but. But
oh,
the two
no.
T's. The two T's are not T's. They're
plus signs?
Yeah, plus signs.
Yeah.
The third word might be a four-letter word people say a lot. Might be one of the bad ones.
Yeah.
And then the number 42. I got to put my age so I remember what the number is. So I imagine she's looking at this password.
What if she couldn't remember your how old you were so she couldn't get the password?
She's got to either enter it and keep looking at it, or she's got to show it to my brother so he can enter it for her. And obviously he'll laugh at it, but she's just got to be looking at it like... This is awful.
Oh my God. I'm writing it down.
I'm gonna write down another one for you too, because here's what's beautiful about our.
I wonder if anybody out there that's like really good with ASMR can hear me write and know what I'm writing. Like if I write this, like
if somebody's like a Rain Man, they probably can.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Golly bum, dude.
I'm going to show you.
I mean, you got to think, like, you're going to go on. NSA puts you on some kind of filter list when that's your password.
Look, here's what I'm thinking. You read my mind, because when it comes to work passwords, the engineers say, like.
They don't know it.
But I mean, come on. They know it.
Of course.
So if they see it, there's a corporate engineer that's, like, checking them and looking, right? Because they told us now you'd have to change it just one time, and you don't have to change it again.
Yeah.
I could show you my password, but unless you have my phone, you can't log into
it. Right. Yeah. It's like the iCloud.
That's the work password. You don't have to have an at. You don't have to have a number. You don't have to have anything. So the fact that somebody's at corporate is probably looking at that password.
Oh, my God.
And saying, this guy might need to get fired.
Did that say orange? That first word?
It's a little alarming.
Text it to me. I'll share it with my followers.
That's the beautiful thing about two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
But the other thing is...
But you have numbers in some kind of...
Unless you'll make fun of me because I can't even remember what it's called. You're like my modem or whatever the hell thinks that I'm in Charlotte. Because it said, get ready, you're getting a new target, Indian Falls. And I'm like, God.
That's what sucks about 5G internet. It's not routed locally.
It sucks for the people who spend advertising on YouTube. I mean, you should have went with radio. We know exactly who's listening to us right now.
I would give my mom a password.
Both of them.
I don't like sharing passwords.
I don't either.
Because if you, and people will deny this, if you give somebody a password to a streamer.
You think they're going to try it on?
Yes.
Oh.
They're going to use that password for email, Facebook, all that. I would. That's how I know other people would.
You would try it?
If
I gave you a password, you'd try my email and everything?
Email.
Yeah.
All the social medias, whatever else you got. So you know other people are going to try to do it.
Well,
or they'll change it. That's happened a lot, too.
Yeah.
They'll get in there and change it. Plus, I don't like it in theory. Like, I'm giving you a password for a bill that I'm paying just so you can freeload and watch TV. I kind of like that.
Well... Either. I mean, if she's in I told you I got Paramount Plus to get. I wanted to watch some show a year or two ago, and the show was all right. And I don't even know if they had two seasons of it. I forget what it was even called now. Emma Stone was in it and Nathan Fielder. It was good, but I was like, I don't want this anymore. And then I was like, oh crap. Gave my daughter. So I called her. I said, hey, are you using that Paramount Plus? She's like, yeah, do we need to log out so you can log in? I'm like, no, it works both ways.
Is I'm going to need that $12.90 a month?
She's like, yeah, they've got and it's so smart. They look at the demographic. They're like, okay, you're this age. You probably have kids maybe. Or, so if you buy that sports tier, you got to buy that kid tier, too, with the Disney Junior and all that stuff, because they figure you got kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even if you don't, you still got to buy it. So now, because it's got Paw Patrol and all that.
Blimpy.
Sonic and all that stuff, that awesome stuff.
Uh-huh, it's good.
Still have it.
Well, they might grow out of it in, a couple of years? You can cancel it then? Or
Dude, one just turned 5 months. Oh, I think it's a while.
It's a while.
He's not watching anything yet.
No, I'm just going to give them a Xerox copy. Oops, you, name drop.
You just have to.
I'm going to give them a copy of my bill for Christmas.
You just have to find a new love for watching the same thing over and over and over again.
This year it's going to be fun. I'm going to give. They're going to get little envelopes. They think they're going to be full of money, and it's going to be like, there's Tractor Supply. There's Amazon. Yeah. There's Duke Dan Power.
Duke Dan.
There's Duke, Duke Power.
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Like, what the hell?
Do you think people are like throwing a carcass of a deer on the road?
They're waiting to.
Hoping you will hit it, stop, and then carjack it.
No, no. If you, no.
They're in a deer suit.
No, see, the buck's alive. I mean, not alive. It's dead on the side of the road. I would think if it's dead on the side of the road, nobody's already taken the head. Somebody's waiting for you to.
Oh, like they got it on a string, like they got me with the wallet that time in Cleveland Park.
Exactly. Two little kids.
Exactly. They're waiting for you to.
Paige just disappears.
Carjack your car.
It's weird. The head's still moving. It's like a chicken when you cut its head off.
You hear this?
The head keeps moving, but the body's dead.
That's the setup. They carjack you as soon as you get out to cut his horns off.
You're giving criminals too many good ideas. They're going to start just throwing dead animals on the side of the road, hoping some woman feels bad and. Next thing you know, it's like Red Dead Redemption. Please help. My wagon wheel broke.
That's why I got shooters since she opens her mouth. You've seen those clips of the way people play Red Dead now. They kick the horse off the cliff. They shoot the kid. They throw him off the cliff.
You were talking earlier about how you could shoot the dog on Duck Hunt. And I was like, my God.
I read that somewhere.
I never knew that.
I saw last night Saint?
Saul.
On social media. Somebody in a town near me, I don't want to say which town because they don't spend any money, but somebody hit a bear on the side of the road.
Oh, man.
And it reminded me of a time I was ride sharing. I had a woman that I picked her up from the hospital. Usually when you pick somebody up from the hospital in the morning, like, you know, psycho, crazy people.
Oh.
But she had her arm in a sling. I said, what happened? She said she was driving drunk. And this is why she this is why she didn't call the cops. She had her arm hanging out of the window, just like how you know, kind of put your arm out the window. Yeah. She hit a bear.
Damn.
She hit the bear with the right front of her car, and the bear swung around and hit her arm and broke it. And she She said it didn't kill the bear. So I don't know if the one I read about last night when somebody got in a wreck, if that bear died
sad.
Or not.
Poor bear.
And I assume it was a big black bear. Look, that's just the one ones
Why
we
does
have
that matter?
It doesn't to me, but you know. Those are the ones we have around here.
If it was a white one, though, you should alert people because there's a polar bear here. I know Christmas is coming soon, but Coca-Cola, you don't need to do that.
Albino bears?
Those are only in Brevard.
Albino bears. But if you know somebody's tried to bleach one before.
Oh,
it's tie-dyed or something.
If it's that hard to kill a deer when you hit them with a car, because that doesn't always work either. See, you probably can't kill a bear with a car. Even at a high rate of speed, might injure it.
My daddy hit a deer one time. It totaled his car. It was a Oldsmobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it totaled the crap out of it.
Just in the front? Like it was like a big V?
You know, it didn't. It's not like he hit a brick wall, but like it, I guess the antlers and everything just carved up the car real good.
God.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Did he cut the horns off?
No. Someone beat him to it. Someone snuck up behind him and took it.
I have seen deer on the side of the road that are just the bottom halves.
So I've seen that a bunch of times.
So I assume people are just
stiff as a board.
Are they just cutting the necks off? But is that
did
like
they
a,
take it? Did they cut the head or did they? How many of you out there? Be honest. We won't reveal it. You can text in and just say, yeah, I've done it before. Have you ever seen a deer on the side of the road? It's a 4-point buck, whatever. It's a buck.
I know what you're going to
You ever throw it in the back of your car, then take it home in your yard, and then pose with it like you killed it?
That's not what I thought you were going to say, but you know people have done that.
What were you going to say?
I didn't know if they tried to mount them on the side of the road thinking nobody was
there. Of course you would think
so. So they get their little hunting outfits on and pose with them?
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
That's like stolen valor. Like, you can't do that.
That is
right?
Stolen valor.
There was that TNC that time where the guy during Helene, a tree fell and killed a deer, and the guy posed with it like he had killed it.
Why are you. I don't know. That's awful. I just don't understand why they're. Never mind.
You definitely can't hang it on your wall because you have to have a story. If you don't have an immediate story for that deer on the wall, then you know it's not real.
Dude, my grandpa was very, that was a big thing for him. Like, you did not put a fish or an animal head up that you didn't yourself take. Like, you didn't buy them. You didn't, Like he said, that's the stupidest thing you can do because you present it's presented as you took it, but if you didn't, you just bought it at a yard sale or something. Then, like he thought that was literally like wearing like the uniform of someone that served in Nam and you never did. Like he thought that was the worst thing in the world you could do.
We had that antelope head that.
It's never anything normal.
It was an antelope head that my stepfather's father. I don't even know the story, but my mom felt bad about having... She didn't want the animal head in the first place.
Right.
And then, you know, because she married this man. So we kind of inherited it. And his name was Harold. We had Harold. And we kept Harold with us our entire lives. And then we put it up at Cedar Mountain. And somebody stole him. Someone stole Harold.
Harold the
antelope head.
Harold?
Harold.
Wow. Antelope, not a cantaloupe.
Antelope head.
You put a head of cantaloupe on you, it's going
to
go bad.
We had
eventually to
fix him up because he just, you know, they deteriorate with time.
Yeah, you have to
touch up the nose and stuff.
You have to go back and get them
skin that
redone.
Sucker.
Yeah.
What is, are these phone calls wanting to talk about dead deer and stuff? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I don't know if it's.
Pick them in order as you think are the best calls.
Let's go to Stumpy. This one's funny.
Stumpy,
good morning.
Yes, I seen a deer on the side of the road dead, so it was right near Ingalls over in Seneca, and I went to Seneca and bought a Get Well Soon balloon and went back and tied it to its foot.
What a troll! I know what you're talking about, too. There's a lot of highway right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. It stayed there for about a week.
Oh, poor little thing.
Almighty. I'm not going to say which family member it is, but I have a family member whose friend would always do those. And now it's kind of commonplace, but if people had wrecks on the side of the road, he would roll down the window and say, you can't park there.
Oh,
it was the biggest, like, dick move ever.
That's terrible.
And people make videos about that.
Yeah, it's a thing now.
It's the thought that counts, I guess.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
I'm just a natural smart, you know what? I ain't gonna say the word. But
Stumpy, are you a short man? Like, what's this name Stumpy? What's is there is there a story?
Jeremy Kelly.
Yeah, well, he's lost his leg. Remember?
Christ.
And called last week, and he picked his own name, Stumpy.
You called last week as Stumpy?
Yeah.
God bless. No,
I called as Anonymous.
Oh, he was Anonymous.
You just outed him, jerk.
No, he was Stumpy after.
Okay. Well, yes.
Wait a minute. Are you a hunter? Did you go, like, try to pillage the carcass for any horns
or
anything?
Neither one of you listened.
No, it was a doe.
Oh, that's kind of funnier, to be honest with you.
No, it's not. That means there's kids out there somewhere. Yeah, she died of Ergen.
There's a little orphan.
Well, karma come back to bite me in the butt because
somebody about his butt. Somebody
ate his butt.
Karma somebody did something
karma,
to his butt.
Karma bit his butt.
Who's karma?
Karma who?
Karma.
Carmen.
Carmen. Carmen Electra?
Oh, yeah. What right. Nice recovery.
Well played, Stumpy.
Hey, you got to get up early in the morning to get one over on me, brother.
Oh, God. Well, listen, you tell Ren we said hello, okay, Stumpy?
All righty, I'll do it.
All right, see
you, Stumpy.
Oh,
Stumpy. Get that VCR.
He's quite. Oh, yeah. Where's mine?
Oh, God, yeah, okay. Yeah, he was anonymous.
I can't give up too many details about where he works. But
please give me one, Stumpy, so I can watch videos of my mom.
Why don't you go dump and dive for it?
He acquires.
He's got
things.
One leg.
I don't know how to do that.
It's real easy, Paige.
He tied a balloon to the damn bitch deer's foot.
What is the reason for the VCR thing? What is it you're wanting to watch?
I'm going to convert old, because I have old videos of me playing basketball. I've got old TV movies on tape.
Yeah.
I got so many tapes, because I used to record everything on TV. So I want to convert them to, you got to have like the patch cords, and you got to hook the thing up.
You know
to
what
it.
The big thing is? And I don't know how it works on YouTube. I don't know if you get a flagged for it or whatever, but people that put up old TV shows are including the commercials on there. That's almost as entertaining as watching the show to see. It's depressing because you see how cheap it used to be to eat at Taco Bell, or you see, like, you know, come down to JCPenney's. Jackets are on sale for $9. Like, I mean, it's like a different world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is time for the best damn audio. And I will tell you, this is presented by Matt Man and Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Available for sponsorships is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Wide open.
It would be good for people who...
It better be funny, then.
Like a speaker place or, you know, audio place or, you know, insurance. You could roll into that. Oh, listen to this dummy fall down the steps. You could buy insurance.
It's a very popular segment.
It really is.
Would serve you right.
It would. You'd get a nice ROAS on that. Mm. Yeah. It'd make the boss perk up. He hears ROAS. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was getting through to you.
Yeah, finally. You're finally getting it. 22 years. Yeah, you got it now.
All right. Slow to learn.
Finally, we're getting it.
Finally. Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's huffing again.
So your fat buddy you work with, he overschedules.
I tell you, for the longest time, which is a great song, I told people I thought it was a bit the Fat Boy did. I find him doing it off air. And sometimes, like, when he would do it, he'd take a hit and kind of look to see if you saw it. Yeah. But now, at first, I thought it was kind of he's trying to perpetuate this thing, this on-air thing. Now I'm thinking he's looking to see if we see him, saw him do it, like he's hiding it.
Why does it really, you know, like...
Do you tie your shoe that much? Because when you go to tie your shoe, you go, like that.
No, but it's like, you know, when you feel comfortable with people, I guess you don't hide it, right? That's why some people scratch their nuts in front of their kids or whatever.
Is so much stronger than that. I don't know. Maybe I'm all wrong because I don't know.
Yeah, look, let's leave the huffing to the experts.
I'll buy you a first aid kit for Christmas.
I'm going to bring in some Barbasol then.
We already got one here that's missing the Band-Aids.
It's from the 1920s, though. It comes with real lithium.
We got a defibrillator and some galls. So.
Oh, my God. I'll bring in a couple.
No, what was the stuff you'd take when you overdosed? What's that stuff?
Dang it. What was
the whites of West Virginia had a case of it with them.
Yeah. God dang it. You get it in machines now.
Yes. Come on.
Because people get it out of the machines and sell it.
Paige, use Google if you want to, but don't tell us. Because I said it wrong for years before I was told the correct way to say it.
What if she gives us a hint?
Yeah.
Like the first letter.
You know what's coming to my mind, I know it's wrong, is Corvair, which was a car.
It's definitely not Ford Ka?
Kukoc. Tony Kukoc, is that it? Do you have it?
Oh, she can't find it.
No, I don't.
It starts with a C.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't?
Is it Narcan?
Yes!
That's what it is.
There's a C in it.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah. Narcan.
I was calling it Narcon, which is coming up at the convention center this fall. Get ready.
I couldn't remember. I mean, I know.
Norcon. You just won a family four-pack to Norcon. Oh, a bunch of Northerners hanging out.
I couldn't remember what it was.
It'll be custard.
Come on down.
That's what I put in, but I guess it was right.
You nailed it. Paige?
It's like opioid addiction, which I cannot take either one of them because it would make me projectile vomit.
Shame on you.
You.
Why? Look at him every once in a while.
So I don't take pain pills.
Did you know that they have Olympics in Dutchland?
Oh, yeah, they do. They're pretty good at the skiing.
They don't run in wooden shoes.
Oh, that would be cool.
They do not.
Be loud. It's like sound like horses.
How that even started.
Wearing wooden shoes?
Yeah.
I think it had something to do with their, no kidding, I think it's had something to do with the plague and their bovine all being killed and murdered and died out. So they didn't have stuff to make shoes out of no more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't like me windmill shoes, do you, huh? We got to windmill, but no, I don't know what their damn accent would be. Anyway, they had wooden shoes. All right, so they have Olympics, and their Olympic champion, female sprinter, her name is Femke Bol, B-O-L.
Oh,
not related.
Femke.
Trust me.
Not related.
Not related. Her name's Femke, like Lemke, Mark.
Okay.
She stunned audiences not only with her incredible track victory at a recent national track conference, but also shocking folks with her unusually high-pitched voice during this post-race interview.
when you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50s, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how big she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
Telling she on the wrong speed on a record player.
Maybe she was just nervous.
No, that's the way so I looked up other clips of her. That's the way she sounds. She sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
She really does.
Somebody like that.
Talk about high pitch. Sound like she just, I can't imagine what it would sound like if she like took a hit of helium. Like, would it
give her a deep voice like this? We're at a good time at the meet today.
God. Yeah, look her up though. And no, God, weird guys. Look.
Is she hot?
Is she? I don't, I mean, she's a sprinter, so they don't have very much curve.
Yeah, there's no cushion for the pushing or whatever.
No.
Nobody wants that.
Bull stud.
You gotta have some thickness there. Famicky ball.
I like a fanny.
Lampion.
Wham!
Oh, she's younger than I thought she'd be. Like, this is, I don't know why I was thinking that'd be an older clip. But yeah,
how old is she? Under
25.
Oh.
Yeah.
She legal.
She is. Plus, you know, Well, there's a look.
That boy's wanting to put her wooden shoes behind her head.
It's a knock against the headbird. I don't know how they talk either.
I don't either. I you sound like Becky Lynch.
Like, what did I just do? The man? I don't drive trucks anymore.
Why would she wear this? Never mind.
Don't talk about the whole husband.
I'm the best of all time, and I'm not just the only one saying it. Sports Illustrated saying it.
Becky Lynch will tell you, you know.
I have her sound like Sean Connery.
I like to put you on the turnbuckle and
screw your Trebek mother.
Put my armpit in your face.
God. Here's two women. What, this lady got pissed because the other lady at the table, two redneck women, which you'll soon hear, she says that she was in her man's face. And she then proceeded to call her out and whoop her ass in the corner of the kitchen. And it's all on tape.
And this is just.
You better kill that my man. Back the up.
Get him,
you today, ho.
What's up?
Hello.
Damn.
You today, I dare you. Come on.
Damn it.
Come on. I dare you, bitch.
Outside.
I dare you.
Outside.
Get the fuck off my man. And I'll kill you, ho.
Your man's right here.
That's right. You did his face. Stay the fuck out of his face. Swear to God, I'll hurt you bad.
You want to
bet?
Bitch,
I'll make you see Jesus. You want to bet? Don't go there. Don't do it.
Get the off me, you reach.
Oh, outside.
They're fighting now.
Outside. You'll hurt her, Patty.
Outside. I will. Patty, hey, Troy, get the woman.
Hey, no. Outside.
Bitch, I'll
come on, Troy.
Please don't do that. Don't belong to her.
It's like
is her name Paige?
I don't know.
I swear it sounds like they're calling the woman Paige.
Probably. It's like
what about the man in there? That's I don't understand.
Troy?
There's three other dudes and the one guy's sitting at the table, so you know. And
not in the house.
He's not he just
her man's just trying to hold her back from jumping over. When she called her the R word, she started swinging at her. Then she picked up the huge glass ashtray and said she was gonna break her face.
So that was the one with the ashtray.
Yeah.
God bless.
Outside.
He's just like, I'm caught in the middle of this. It's
well, the other gets girl, Troy.
The other guy's like, well, she's picking up stuff that don't belong to her.
The poor guy.
Right, like that, that's my ashtray. Use your own ashtray.
He don't care. He just wants him to go outside.
God bless.
Outside.
Was that like at a house party or was it
I just want to see what they look
poker
like.
Game or what?
They're just sitting around playing cards and, you know, everybody's obviously lit. Yeah. Half in the bag and she just, you know, thought
she
saw. You
tell by her voice.
She accused her of...
I think I paid her for gas before.
Oh, pump 3 is good to go.
Get out of my man's face.
Hot dogs are closed.
I got to put new wieners on the roll.
Oh my God,
speaking ew. Of, you want to go in the back and...
Cash
roll
only
on my
for those.
Ew.
I don't know. I don't vape. Bullcrap.
How long have they been rolling on that thing?
Oh, man.
24 hours?
Well, when they look like footballs, you can tell they've been there for...
That's disgusting.
About a day.
Your skin looking of leather?
Like, this is rough.
Like the old woman in Garth's song about having sex with
those
old women?
Those wieners have been rolling for a long time.
I had a guy
time.
Tell me, I'll give you these for free. I got to swap them out. I was like, I don't want them. They look like footballs.
They look like they've been on there for a week.
Garth Brooks talked about how her hands of leather turned to velvet. I don't. You imagine a woman's hands feeling like velvet? That wouldn't feel good.
It wouldn't.
Velvet feels good.
She'd slide off your gimmick.
Oh, no. No. I want like silky.
Mm-hmm. You want some callus, right? Like some grip. Like she's been working construction.
If you want to exfoliate your back, yeah, that'll work. But it may hurt after a while.
If you want a rough hand, I got you, buddy.
Folks.
Get a backle.
This day and age with various talks about immigration and things, the language comes up. Talking about English. And here is audio of a guy trying to teach his cousin correct English grammar.
The word letter in a sentence.
Keisha told me that Brittany wanted to fight me and I said letter because I would drag her ass.
Use the word harassment in a sentence.
Keisha didn't know how to pronounce the word, so Jessica was trying to crack on her. I said, Jessica, shut up. You know what her ass meant. You knew exactly what her ass meant. You just trying to be funny.
Can you use the word extinct in a sentence?
Every time I come here, it stinks. And I don't like that smell. That is so disgusting. It stinks. It be so stinking.
You know what? Use the word cinnamon in a sentence.
Lord, please send a man that is not going to cheat on me because I am so tired of Brandon and his line. Like, please, Lord, just send a man. Send a man, Lord.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Every time I come in here, it stink.
It stink. I love it.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.